You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So speaking of vacations, Jer and I were gone. Every time we leave to go on vacation, we will get the occasional Facebook message or email from someone saying, I wish you guys did never go on vacation, which is sweet.
That's very sweet. When are you coming back? We miss you.
But if you care about our mental well-being, you should be glad.
We got to do it.
That we occasionally get the hell out of Dodge. And you literally got out of Dodge. You drove down to Santa Fe.
We packed up, hit the road, dropped the kids off at Grandma and Grandpa's house for 5 days. And I got in the car with Sweet Knickknack, and we drove the 5.5 hours down to Santa Fe for our 15th wedding anniversary and her 40th birthday.
Yeah.
We did a little combination romantic getaway, and I can't even tell you how awesome it was and how nice it was to spend time with my wife, and I just adore her, and we had the greatest time, ate some incredible food, did some magical activities, although I will say there was a few spots that were kind of downers.
Like
we rolled in on Friday late afternoon, and by the time we got into the hotel and got settled and everything, and we're like, man, we're hungry. Let's go grab something to eat. So it was like 5, 6 o'clock, something like that. And we started walking around downtown Santa Fe, and everything is closing. It's closed up. All the little stores are closed up. The restaurants are closed. And we're like, what is happening? We're hungry.
They're rolling up the sidewalks, man.
Apparently, we booked our trip during the burning of the Zozobra, Dom. Have you heard of this down in Santa Fe? It's the 97th year they've been doing this. It usually draws a crowd of about 60,000 people. But because of COVID, I think they were only allowed in 10 to 15. Very colorful characters, let's say, wander in the streets of Santa Fe. It's where they go out and they have this 50-foot-high giant marionette. And it's constructed of wood and wire and cotton. And it's out there in this field and it's dancing and stuff. And what you're supposed to do is bring all of your woes and write them on paper and put them into the Zozobra and all the bad things from the year. A woman was bringing a wedding dress down because she had been divorced and shoving that into the Zozobra. And then at dusk, they set it on fire. So it's like a Burning Man type thing. And this marionette is like, screaming, and it's on fire, and everyone's smoking pot and getting high and drinking. And so we started asking around. They're like, yeah, tonight's the burning of the Zozobra. So we basically board up. You don't really want to be out tonight.
That's hilarious. Tell me that you got there in time that you could put something in
the
Zozobra.
No, we didn't. We actually steered way clear of that.
What would you have put in there if you could?
Oh, I don't know. That's funny. I don't know, like a mask or something, you know. I'm sick of wearing these masks.
Oh, that's interesting.
But yeah, so that was going on. And then the second thing is massive amounts of labor shortages down in Santa Fe right now.
Yeah.
Restaurants are closed, many of which we wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. Like there was this one steak restaurant I wanted to go to for Nicole's birthday, and it was shut down, man.
Mm-hmm.
We went to one restaurant that had a total of 5 people in the entire restaurant every day working. One waitress for the entire restaurant.
Wow.
So we went in and we had our dinner and everything, and we were kind of hanging out when we were done, and she came up and she goes, please don't leave. Please don't leave, because if you leave, that means they have to seat somebody else at this table. And I've been here since 9 a.m. and it was like 6, you know. So she was one waitress for the entire day. So that kind of put a damper on things. But other than that, we did some wine tasting. We went out to the Meow Wolf that's down there, the one that's opening up here in Denver, I think, now. Anyway, very cool. So if the Denver one is anything like Santa Fe, I definitely want to go check it out. Knickknack purchased a bunch of jewelry. That was one of the things she wanted to do. We went to the Palace of the Governors down there and bought from all the locals.
Yeah, they set up those tents. They set up their blankets.
Yes.
And spread out along in the shade along that long stretch there. And
You
just kind of meander back and forth.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's really
she
cool.
was in heaven, man. Just heaven.
Yeah.
And then our final day,
any entertainment going on there in the on the bandstand?
No band was going while we were there.
Man.
It was different. I mean, the mask mandates and COVID protocols are very strict in New Mexico right now. So there was not a lot of that kind of stuff going on. I don't think they wanted big gatherings, except the burning of the Zizobra was fine. But other than that, and then our last day, we actually were going to head home, and we called my parents. I was like, is everything going all right? Are the kids doing good? I mean, because we're going to stay another day. And they're like, yes, stay, have fun.
Oh, good.
And we went to the Bandelier National Park and did about 6 hours of hiking, and they're old, like Indian ruins. Built into the cliffs,
yeah,
and
you I
get
saw
to
some
go
photos
up
you posted.
Into them and stuff.
It's really cool.
Incredible experience, man, to see how these people lived way back then.
Is it kind of like the cliff dwellings down around Durango?
Very similar, yeah. And just a lot of really steep stairs and ladders that you got to climb up, you know, really high places. So,
well, I'm glad you guys finally got away. You told
it was
me
so
before we left that you guys have never gone on a trip without at least a child.
Yeah, this is the first time. It was the first solo trip for us. So
that's, to me, it
well
took
worth it.
Way too long for you guys to do that. So I'm glad you finally did.
Yeah, it was well worth it. We had a great time.
How's Nicole doing with the whole 40 thing? It doesn't bother her.
She didn't even blink. She's like, whatever.
Yeah, good. Good.
She's like,
I think that's so silly anyway. And some people get all freaked out over it. And
yeah,
it's like,
she's
no.
doing fine with it. No
whatever.
Issues at all.
I had somebody, you know, because I had one of those birthdays, you know, one of the zero birthdays.
Yeah.
And I just told people, I was like, I don't understand the big...
It's like, at least you made it to this point, you know? Like,
yeah,
things have been hunky-dory, you made it.
What's the alternative, right?
Right. You know, at least I'm here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We were homebodies the whole time. We didn't go... Well, I mean, we went around this area, but we didn't leave. But my son and daughter-in-law flew in, and I have not seen them in almost 2 years. And so we got to spend time with them. Flying in from Hawaii. Talk about wiping you out, man.
I bet.
You know, I'm East Coast, so that's quite a flight from Hawaii to the East Coast. And I felt bad about that to a certain extent. But both of them, when they got there, it was just like, just go to your room and just crash and we'll see you tomorrow.
Go sleep. Yeah, I bet, man. I bet.
But, you know, same thing. You know, a lot of hiking, like you're talking about. Going out, grabbing some food, and just, I don't know, spending time with, when you, and I feel, we were talking during the trending report about how people are going to be going out, like, over the next day or two with the airline tickets coming down for the holidays, they say today, there's going to be a lot of people making plans to see family that they have not seen
sure,
in years.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, you're very fortunate, because you've, you know, you're your basic family is right there around you within just a few
blocks. Yeah.
But for everyone who's listening that's got family scattered and you haven't seen them in a long time, I can't even wrap my brain around the fact that I have not seen my son in person in almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And
it's
that's
quite a distance.
Yeah. And it was remarkable. It was magical. And it was,
it's
wonderful.
Funny how you wanted to see your kid. And I was like, what kids, you know, on our trip?
That is so funny.
We sat at the bar at every place we went to, not one kids menu in sight. It was perfect.